Last Friday, this court announced in Loper Bright and Relentless that judges must no longer give deference to administrative agencies with respect to their interpretation of ambiguous statutes. You might think that ruling applies only to new agency actions. Old regulations that have been around for a long time, those that entire industries rely upon, are surely safe from judicial reconsideration under this less deferential review standard. Well, if you thought that, because of today's decision, the court's holding in this case, you would be wrong. Today, the court interprets a six-year statute of limitations that Congress has enacted for facial challenges to agency rules under the Administrative Procedures Act as a plaintiff-specific right of any new entity that enters a regulated marketplace. This holding is important, not only because it contradicts Congress's indisputable intent with respect to limitations periods in the administrative law context, but also because it creates the opportunity for plaintiffs to bring new lawsuits challenging well-settled regulations in a manner that could be profoundly destabilizing for both government and businesses. First, as to Congress's intent, there can be no question that Congress enacts statutes of limitations for a reason. These statutes promote certainty and finality because they say that if a plaintiff wants to sue a defendant, there is a time limit for doing so. After a certain point, legal challenges must come to an end. We cannot be left wondering about the lawfulness of a state of affairs forever. Section 2401A is a catch-all statute of limitations for suits against the government that requires every civil action against the United States be brought within 6 years after the right of action first accrues. For suits brought against agencies seeking invalidation of their rules, courts have traditionally and uniformly read this limitation statute to promote certainty and finality by concluding that the right of action accrues from the moment of the agency's final action. But the majority now holds otherwise. Homing in on the word accrues, it concludes that this limitations period is actually plaintiff-specific. That is, each and every regulated entity has 6 years from when the agency's rule first applies to and thus injures it to bring a lawsuit seeking to have the rule invalidated. Never mind that this court's precedents tell us that there is no one-size-fits-all injury-related meaning of accrue, and that accrue for the statute of limitations purposes is context-specific. Never mind that the specific limitation statutes that Congress has written in the administrative law context run from the moment of the agency's action, not from the moment of any plaintiff's injury. Never mind that a plaintiff's injury is utterly irrelevant to a facial APA claim. According to the majority, we must ignore all that and conclude that accrual for facial APA challenges begins at the moment of a plaintiff's injury. This conclusion is baseless, and even more important, it is extremely consequential because it means that there is now effectively no longer any limitations period for lawsuits that seek to invalidate agency rules under the APA, regardless of Congress's unmistakable policy determination to cut off suits within 6 years of the agency's final action so that the agency can function. Instead, the majority has now decided that the clock starts again whenever a new entity is created and the agency's rules apply to it, such that agencies can now be sued in perpetuity over every final determination that they make. The implications of today's ruling are simply staggering. Courts had previously understood that statutes of limitations do the important work of screening out stale challenges in order to maintain stability in the law. But today, the majority announces open season for entities to attack every rule that any agency has ever promulgated. Do you remember the lawsuit that was filed in the District of Texas in, District Court in Texas in 2022, challenging the FDA's approval of the drug mifepristone, which had occurred in the year 2000, some 22 years before. The Fifth Circuit upheld some aspects of that lawsuit, but it correctly determined that the direct challenge to the FDA's initial approval of the drug was untimely because of the statute of limitations. Courts have likewise bounced challenges to 39-year-old gun control regulations, 27-year-old Medicaid rules, 20-year-old land management decisions, and more on statute of limitations grounds. No longer. With the court's ruling today, every new entity now has its own 6-year window to file suit, a personal opportunity to ask a judge to invalidate an agency action, no matter how long the rule or decision was finalized. The majority has thus basically rendered the timeliness bar ineffective, such that, again, agencies can now be sued in perpetuity over every final decision they have ever made. Every FDA approval of any drug, every ATF regulation of any firearm, any regulation about any issue can be put on the chopping block. It is also important to realize that this new opportunity for newly empowered courts to revisit old rules is not just a problem for government agencies. The nullification of the statute of limitations for suits against the government harms businesses and society as well. Why? Because agency regulations establish the baseline rules around which businesses and individuals order their lives. When an agency makes a final rule and the period for challenging that rule passes, people understand that that policy determination is the law, and they act accordingly. They make investments because of it. They change their practices because of it. They enter contracts in light of it. They may not like it, but they live and work around it and settle into an understanding that that is what the law requires. So even if the court was right about its legal reasoning, and for the reasons I explain, in my opinion, it is not, the majority's reading of the statute of limitations makes no sense, and it is impossible to imagine that Congress intended it. It is utterly inconceivable that Section 2401A's statute of limitations was meant to permit fresh attacks on settled regulations from all newcomers forever. With such a potential wave of legal attacks on the horizon, how can anyone depend on the current regulatory environment as is necessary to plan ahead? Who can make an investment? Who can enter a contract? How can agencies and businesses survive? No matter, says the majority, as it robotically applies a plaintiff-specific accrual rule that judges apply to their that judges must apply their own unfettered judgment when any regulation that has ever been issued is challenged in court. That said, the majority and the dissenters do agree on this. If it chooses, Congress can contain the fallout from today's decision by making its intentions clear. It can amend Section 2401A to speak specifically to APA actions or enact a specific review provision that expressly ties the accrual of APA claims to the moment of agency action. There are ways for Congress to clean up this mess, but it shouldn't have to do so. Along with Justices Sotomayor and Kagan, I respectfully dissent because once again, this court has interpreted Congress's words in a manner that departs from both the text and intent of the statute and has reached a conclusion that is not only baseless and senseless and harmful, but also undermines the authority Congress has plainly entrusted to federal agencies to carry out its will.